Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Well, I was meditating upon 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19 stood out for me this day. We love him because he first loved us. A very short verse, but very powerful. An unknown writer said, "And shall I use these ransomed powers of mine for things that only minister to me? Lord, take my tongue, my hands, my heart, my all, and let me live and love for thee." Isn't that amazing? Wow, my dear brothers and sisters, it is Jesus who loved us first, who died for us on the cross of Calvary. The scripture says that whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He did not die because we were good. He died because he loved us. And the Bible says that God is love. And everything emanates through him. Because of his love, he sent forth his son Jesus on this earth, that we who are made in the image of Christ, in the image of God, will be restored back to the fellowship of the Father in heaven. That's why he loves us. That's why he loves us. It's his character. God is love. It's his character. God is life. That's his character. God is light. That's his character. It emanates through him, flows through him. My dear brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand that. I am reminded of a beautiful scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 4 and 5. It says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." Never forget that, my dear people of God. By grace you and I are saved. It's not our doing, it's not anything of the credit that we can take for our own and on our own. But let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, is Jesus' love. He has drawn you closer to you. He has drawn closer and he has blessed you. He wants to honor you and be with you. I was listening to a beautiful hymn that I love, and I generally sing it at home with my family. And it says, "My Jesus, I love thee." It was written by William Featherston. And in 1800s, can you imagine? And he was only 16 years of age, and he wrote this beautiful hymn. "My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." Right? And he says, the third verse, "I love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee for as long as thou lendest me breath, and say when the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now." Listen to this beautiful hymn, right? So my dear brothers and sisters, express your own love for the Savior in fresh and fervent words. Reflect on what he has done for you, what he is presently doing, and the future glory that still awaits. Determine to demonstrate your loving devotion for Christ with an encouraging word or deed for some needy individual today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are grateful, O Lord, because you loved us first, O Lord, and then only we loved you back. And we thank you for your love in our hearts and in our lives. I pray today you will baptize us afresh with your Holy Spirit, O God. Let there be a greater infilling of your Spirit, the greater infilling of your love. Fill our hearts with agape love. Fill our bowels with compassion. Fill our mind with the mind of Christ, O God. Help us to comprehend the love of God. The love of God casts out all fear. The perfect love of God casts out all fear, your word says. And I pray above, Father God, that you will fill us with that divine love of Jesus in our hearts and in our minds, O God. I thank you for this beautiful, O Father, day that you have given us to go out to work and to run our businesses and to run the errands for the day. I cover your flock under your blood, bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your right righteous hand. I also pray for the ones who are sick. I speak healing into their bodies right now in Jesus' name. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed, your word records. And we thank you for that. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And we magnify your name, O Father God. Today is a great day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Surely in the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, and have a wonderful day ahead of you, dear people of God. Bye for now.